Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And here with that sports news is Des Cahill.
Yeah, good morning. We're going to start with the Europa Conference League qualifier from last night, where St. Patrick's Athletic were beaten 2-1 in Luxembourg by Du Delange. But Mark Doyle salvaged St. Pat's hopes with a crucial late goal to give them a real chance in the second leg. In truth, St. Pat's were probably lucky to be only 2 goals down before Doyle scored in the 93rd minute. But it gives them a hope, and if Pat's can get through with victory in the second leg next Thursday, progression would guarantee them £550,000 in UEFA prize money. Let's hear the reflections of St. Pat's manager John Daly.
It's a toy little venue, it's a toy pitch, so delighted for the fans to have something to cheer. You know, they came over in great numbers, and you know, they had to kind of get behind the players and try and drive them on for large spells. And you know, I don't think the boys lacked any effort. I think, as I said to them, I thought their effort and application was excellent. Just the quality at times let us down, and as I said, the fans were brilliant, and it was great to have for something to cheer at the end. And as you said, it's very close. The game's still in the balance. So we bring them back to Richmond now, and we're very much out of the dark now, and how they approach the game and what they're like and what they do. So we've got plenty of time now to study the game back and see the areas that we can exploit. And they've certainly done the homework on us. When you look at the way fullback pressed Jake every time he got the ball, didn't let him turn. So you know, they've obviously gone into this game very, very well prepared, which I would expect, you know, with us being in season and them having plenty of footage to look at. So we now, as I said, we now have footage of them. We've played against them, so we now know what to expect, and we're quietly confident going back to Richmond that the fans will get behind us and drive us forward to get a positive result.
It's interesting. It probably tells us where the League of Ireland is. So we've Shamrock Rovers played a team from Iceland. Pat's played a team from Luxembourg. They've both lost. And tonight, two more Irish sides in action, one in the Faroe Islands, one in Gibraltar. So we're at that level, but the prize money for getting through is over £500,000, which is huge for an Irish club. Tonight, Derry City are in the Faroe Islands. They play Torshavn at 7 o'clock. And Dundalk play the Magpies in Gibraltar at 5 o'clock. And like Pat's, they have a support travelling out there. And the Dundalk manager, Stephen O'Donnell, says those travelling fans will play an important role.
We need the crowd with us. As I said, it's going to be physically draining. So you never underestimate what that extra little oomph and that from supporters and that can give the players physically to maybe bite down when they're going through a little bit of a tough phase in the game from a fatigue aspect, a heat aspect. So again, which we do, there's a real good sort of camaraderie. I thought the crowd were excellent. Last Friday went in their numbers against Bowes and really supported the team, so we're going to need the same again tomorrow. And it's a really exciting time for supporters as well, getting up early today or yesterday or tomorrow to go and support their team playing in Europe.
Now in golf, the Scottish Open is underway. It's just 1 week out from the British Open, so 8 of the world's top 10 are playing it. Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy and defending champion Xander Schauffele amongst them. It's at the Renaissance Club. Serious money, £7 million sterling prize pot, £1.2 million for the winner. Rory McIlroy has begun his opening round with a birdie. Impressive, but still not a patch on the start by Scotland's David Law, who's 4-under after 4 holes, 2 birdies and an eagle for him. Other Irish players, apart from McIlroy, taking part today: Shane Lowry, Seamus Power, Padraig Harrington and Tom McKibben. In tennis, it's women's semi-final day at Wimbledon. The Ukrainian Elena Svitolina says it's crazy she's in the semi-finals. She had a baby 9 months ago, and the mental impact of the war in her homeland has taken its toll. But she faces the Czech player Markéta Vondrousová this afternoon. Svitolina, who's never won a Grand Slam, knocked out the world number one Iga Swiatek in the quarterfinals. And whoever wins this match is going to be the first unseeded women's singles finalist at Wimbledon since 1963, when Billie Jean King lost in the final to Margaret Court 60 years ago. That game will be followed by the second semi-final. Last year's runner-up, Ons Jabeur, who faces the Australian Open champion Aryna Sabalenka. In rugby, the Irish captain Johnny Sexton will discover his fate in a disciplinary hearing today, which could impact on his World Cup. He had a misconduct complaint lodged against him following his behaviour towards match officials in the wake of Leinster's European Cup final defeat to La Rochelle in May. Elsewhere, James McNabney returns to the Ireland team for the big World Under 20 Championship final against France. It's the only change to the side that beat South Africa. The Ulster back row back after serving a 2-game ban for a dangerous tackle in the pool game against Australia. Dermot Mangan moves from the flank to the second row for the match, which kicks off at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening in Cape Town. In cycling, Jasper Philipsen made it 4 wins from 4. In pure sprint finishes at this year's Tour de France, he took victory again on stage 11. There's no change at the top of the GC, and with two race meetings this evening at Downpatrick and Leopardstown, which has a strong card.